Bump, set, spike. It's time for high school volleyball on Kansaland Radio. All the hard-hitting serves, spectacular defensive plays, and great teamwork on Kansaland Radio. Your place for Northeast Kansas high school volleyball. High school volleyball on Kansaland Radio is proudly brought to you by our area sports booster. Now we head to the court for the action.
Hey. Got some big seven volleyball here in Jefferson West High School. Jared Sluppy alongside Brandon Tatman. Should be a fun one this afternoon with Perry the Compton taking on Jefferson West to start things off. The Cause are off to a fantastic start. They're 8-1 in league play. Just a half game back in Nemaha Central, 19-6 overall. As for Jefferson West, they are 3-5, still right in the thick of things at 10-12 on the regular season. The Cause have been on a roll so far.
Yeah, we've already seen, you know, Hiawatha. We saw them a few weeks ago in a try at Holton. We kind of know what they're about. Again, not a very deep team, but certainly have the capabilities. Hiawatha comes in with a good record, sitting right in the middle of the Big Seven league standings. But yeah, maybe again, the surprise has been Perry LeCompton. You know, they sit here at 8-1, that half game back in Nemaha Central with still a few weeks to play. So they certainly are right in the thick of it in terms of getting at least, if not a piece, you know, you need Nemaha to fall somewhere. But of course, Perry, again, you look at their roster, senior heavy. They got a ton of seniors, so no surprise that, I guess, you know, they're sitting where they're at with 19 wins and only 6 losses. They've won a tournament at West Franklin, nearly won the Silver Lake tournament this past weekend, but lost to a very good Rossville team, and that snapped a 14-game winning streak. So Perry LeCompton, 14-1 over their last 15.
Pretty impressive. If they were going to come into this one red hot because of the fact they did lose this past weekend. Maybe they got a little bit of a fire underneath them, led by Taylor Dammy. She was our athlete of the week. She is a phenomenal athlete. We'll see her this afternoon. And she's just coming off her 1,000 kill mark in her career with the Cause. So the Cause will be in blue with the white letters and numbers. Got some white on the sleeves. As for Jefferson West, they got their red jerseys with white letters and numbers. Black shorts for both. It'll be the Cause serving away. It'll be Paxton Dammy, the freshman, serving from far to near side. And we are underway here in Meriden. Here's a set and a smash down for a kill to start things off for the Tigers. It's Ainsley Scott, the 5'10 junior. So Jeff West on the board first.
Yeah, Scott there. They set it up right in the middle. And who was right there on the other side? That was Taylor Dammy looking for the block, just deflected off her hand. And Jeff West had a nice little play to set up the first point in the match.
Freshman for Jefferson West with a serve. That's going to be Harriet Dean. And a tip over and down. And Perry the Compton answers with a kill of their own. We're tied 1-1.
Yeah, just Taylor Dammy again. Middle front of the line right now. And you mentioned right before we got started, hit the 1,000 career kill mark. She's a fantastic basketball player. Also a great softball player. One of just 6 returning all-league players from last year here for the volleyball season. We'll see a couple others here tonight as well.
Another freshman serving, that's Corcoran. It's set over from Jefferson West to the Cause side. Setting it up a little, tip down. Oh, just getting it, but unable to get it up over the net. It was under the net, was the libero from Jefferson West, Olivia Scott, and it's a point for the Cause, and specifically Taylor Dammy.
Well, that's twice now. Dammy has gone with a little finesse touch and not the hard spike. So she's just given with what the defense gives her.
And this one, Jefferson West responding yet again with Ainsley Scott. This is her second kill of the afternoon. We're tied 2-2.
Yeah, nothing finesse about that. They set it up for a front right, bullets it right into the back left corner. Nobody there for Perry LeCompton as a couple new subs coming in on both sides.
Serving now for Jefferson West is the 5'3 senior Kendall Meyer for Jefferson West. Battle of the net, and that gets down on the Jefferson West, excuse me, for the Perry LeCompton side. So once again, the Tigers right back in the lead, 3-2.
Yep, that's Reese Brown, again, front left, and it's just one of those balls that's hit not where you want it, but it's right above the net where it's just basically a one-on-one battle. That time it was Reese Brown getting it done there for Jeff West.
Another serve for Meyer. It's returned by Taylor Dammy. Set to the far side, winding up is Riley Kemp, and it's blocked, but it gets over to the Jeff West side. And hit over, blocked by the Cause. It trickles down onto the pair of the Compton side and down for the kill, and Jeff West now up 4-2.
Well, that's twice now we've seen Dammy front middle, and twice where it's she's been in good position, but it's just deflected off in a wrong direction and has benefited the Tigers now twice here early.
Justine Williams, the libero, and Riley Kemp, miscommunication for the Cause, and it lands down on the pair of the Compton side. Another point for Jeff West. That's 3 in a row now for the Tigers. They're up 5-2 here in the first set.
Yeah, Williams and Kemp, just miscommunication there on the back line.
Here's a set from Corker into the near side for Tammy. It's blocked and down. A combination of Addison Schwinn and Reese Brown on that deflection. Schwinn, a 5'9 sophomore, and Brown, a 5'9 senior. And yet another point for the Tigers as the left-hander, Kendall Meyer, with another serve. Coming up for Taylor Dammy, and they get her on the board with a kill. Well, we saw the first couple with the finesse. That last point for Jeff West, it was the same exact thing. They got Dammy on a running start, going for the hard kill shot. Wasn't there, but this time it was. You're going to see a lot of that tonight. She do it herself here on the serve. 6'3", Jeff West. This one hit to the back line. Dammy with the return. Set up and just tipped over by Sydney Bonmeyer. Jeff West fell over it, and a violation is called against Jefferson West. It'll be a double hit. And it is now 6-4 in favor of Jefferson West. The service for Dammy, right in the middle to the libero, Olivia Scott, for Jefferson West. Wound up in a swing, and that one into the net on the return by Dammy. And a point for the Tigers. It is now 8-4.
Yeah, Dammy again on the back line. It was hit so hard her way, she just couldn't really set herself up to control it and just wasn't able to get it back over.
Tip over on the third try for the cause. That's a violation. It's going to be another Jefferson West point. More miscues from the cause. Very uncharacteristic-like for them.
Well, we say it week in and week out. It's how many times can you limit the mistakes and how many times can you not give up 3 points to your opponent?
Especially at this level, is that one on the return. It is off the pole and out of bounds from Riley Kemp. And Jefferson West gets the point. We are live now on the Hiawatha channel. Also on KNZA. Set to the far side for the cause. Nice dig on the return from Madison Schwinn moving to her left. But it's all for naught because the JV ball lines up on our court. We'll have to restart. It's still 9-4 in favor of Jefferson West here in Meriden. Another serve coming from Madison Schwinn, the 5'9 sophomore for the Tigers. Here's a set from Gray. It's partially deflected on the return. And Jefferson West held over it. Hit to the back line. Too strong this time by Kendall Meyer. And Perry Thompson ends up with the point.
Yeah, Jeff West again coming in with a 3-5 mark in league play. That's 6-6. They're just right below 500 at 10-12, but they certainly look like the better squad here early on. They've played really well here against the second-best team right now in the league.
And a poor return that time from Olivia Scott. Had to drop to her knees to get that one. And it only goes about shoulder height on her pass to her teammate. And it'll be another point for the cause. And I think there's something wrong with the volleyball here. Cal Billings, head coach for Perry the Compton, getting it up to the official's desk, and we'll play with a different ball here. Official's table, not desk. Here's a serve to the near side. Returnable for Jefferson West, and the swipe is nice return for Perry the Compton from Croninger. The back line, Scott has it, libero for Jefferson West. He'll be set over a free ball. Dammy with the return, set up. And the big swipe from Corcoran, it's down for the kill.
Yeah, that was well set up by Corcoran. And you mentioned also, right before that, Riley Kemp also had a nice dig to keep that one alive. But, yeah, it's just one of those perfect balls set up right in the middle front and just nothing Jeff West could do on the back line.
Here the Compton's starting to come back. They were down by as much as 6. Now they're only down by 2. It's 9-7. The backward set for the Tigers. It's Tip trying to get it down. Nice dig. Getting it out of there is Riley Kemp. And this will be hit over by Paxton Dammy, the freshman. There'll be a Scott in the return. It's hit over a free ball sent to the back line. And a bad return compared to the come from the back line from Riley Kemp. And it's another point for Jefferson West. It's now 10-7.
Well, you're already on the back line, and now you're running even farther away from the net and trying to get it back over, not looking in the right direction. You have to put a lot of oomph behind it, and just not there for Kemp. No chance.
Serve. Return clean for a pair of the Compton. That's set up from Gray and hit over, but Jefferson West all over it. Hit over by Colby Noel. Backward set, and Dammy had to kind of run up to get that one. It's down on the back line. Good job by Taylor Dammy. She'll get the kill. Wasn't super emphatic on that attempt, but she got it down nonetheless.
Yeah, more like kind of a knuckleball hit. It just had kind of a lot of swerve to it and a lot of dip, and just one of those ones on the back line where you're just kind of 50-50. You let it go, hoping it's out. That time it was not.
Taylor Trimble in the game. Service for Perry the Compton. Blocked at the net, but back to the Jefferson West side, and they'll hit a free ball over. To the back line, Dammy with the return. Here's a set once again by Gray, and that one down for the kill in the middle, right in front of the net by Macy Corcoran. Again, just one of two freshmen, and only one of two underclassmen on this college squad that Brandon mentioned earlier, very experienced. Service coming once again from Trimble. It's now 10-9 in favor of Jeff Wesley. Now down to just one. Partial deflected at the net. And we have a violation against the cause. So back to a two-point lead for Jeff West. And they'll get service here as they bring in some substitutions.
Yeah, nice bounce back there. Cause had a lot of momentum getting right back into this first set. And violation or not, it was a good play by Reese Brown. Jeff West was going to get that point regardless.
Ainsley Scott checking back in. Hallie Tuck checks into the game for Jefferson West. Here's it over on the return for Fair of the Company by Paxton Dammy. Attempt hit to the back line. Nice dig by Riley Kemp. And Dammy from beyond the attack line right in the middle of the court and puts it to the opposite middle of the court for the kill. And once again, Dammy hasn't been really taking those big swipes that she normally does, but she's been finding the right spots, and in the end, that's all that matters.
It's just the wide variety. Early, it was a couple finesse little touch shots. We've seen her wind up and hit a couple big ones, and these ones are just kind of those knuckleball ones that are even tougher to kind of defend, especially on the back line.
This is the back line for Perla Compton, and they're going to be able to just barely get it over. Jefferson West, an opportunity here. They're going to set it over, and a good job at the line, or excuse me, at the net. Paxton Dammy just tips it over, and it'll be Fair of the Compton points. Trying to get a little set over to Jefferson West, but Paxton Dammy up front is able to just knock it right down to the Jefferson West side to get the point. It's now tied 11-11. Big swipe, back line, and that is going to be a kill from the near side to the near side for Ainsley Scott, the 5'10 junior, and Jefferson West reclaimed that lead.
Yep, there's nothing you could do. Scott, front left, puts it back left. Again, just kind of one of those scenarios where it's just an absolutely perfect spot. Perry had no chance really to defend it.
Return goes to the net. Battle goes to Perry Compton's side. Jefferson West now with an opportunity. Set to the far side. Blocked but down for the kill for Colby Noel, the 5'7 sophomore. And extending that lead to two with 13-11 here in the first set.
While defending up front, both Dammies. You had, of course, Paxton and Taylor, and they were both in good positions, but just, again, just awkwardly hit. Couldn't get it back over.
Both superstars in the game right now, the big seven. Big slide for Taylor Dammy, but she puts it into the net. We haven't seen her take too many attempts where she really lays into one. She tried one there, but stuffs it. It's only a three-point lead for the Tigers.
Yeah, it just seemed like one of those scenarios. Might have left her feet a little bit early. Maybe the timing was a skosh off, but certainly they're going to set her up once again.
They'll go to the near side this time with Paxton Dammy, and that one is down for the kill. Almost comes and gets us here all the way up in the booth.
That was spiked into the ninth row here in the bleachers. That was pretty impressive. There again by the younger of the Dammies in Paxton. And just a freshman, she is certainly getting a lot of time here in this first set.
Service
been
from
a key piece.
The service from Paxton goes long. And a lot of people in the Big Seven are like, oh, we got to deal with another Dammy for another 4 years. Like, oh, great.
Just an athletic family, no doubt.
Absolutely.
Taylor's been super strong, and like I've said, three-sport athlete, all-league returning in volleyball. She was all-league in softball as an infielder, and a fantastic basketball player as well.
Harry Dean, service to the back line, returned by Paxton Dammy, setting one up for Taylor Dammy. It's down, deflected partially at the net by Ainsley Scott, but it's down for the kill in the middle of the court, and a much-needed cause point. It's back to a two-point deficit for Perry the Compton, 15-13. Here in set number one.
Yeah, Schwinn was also there up front for Jefferson West on the attempt to block that spike attempt. But, again, you're in the right spot. Sometimes it just doesn't work out for you.
Partially blocked at the net for Perry the Compton, but it goes to their side. An attempt from the far side for Riley Kemp. Jefferson West all over it. Tipped over for Ainsley Scott. And Perry the Compton ready for that one. It's hit over from the near side to the far side by Bonmeyer. Here's a set from the libero, Scott. And just slapped over and out. And kind of an awkward slide on the near side, but it looks to be okay as Kendall Gray kind of
took a long step.
Yeah, kind of an awkward lunge and her foot slid, but it looks like she is okay. She's going to stay in the game, and it is a point four. Well, I think they're determining who the point is on here, and they're going to give it to Perry the Compton. It's 15-14.
Jeff West had that strong start. Perry Compton came back, and we've just been kind of back and forth here through about the last 8-10 points.
And blocked at the net on an attempt from Schwinn, but it gets over to Perry Compton's side. Dammy does it herself to senior Peyton Dammy. Excuse me, Taylor Dammy, beg your pardon. And we are tied once again 15-all.
That's where she started, front middle. That's where she is right now, at least on the rotation. And they certainly like to set her up, and that time again, just no chance into the back corner.
Backwards set here from Dean, setting up for the libero, Scott, and that one goes wide out of bounds. And Paratha Compton has a lead for the first time since it was 1-0. And timeout is going to be called by Because. And we'll go ahead and step aside for 30 seconds. It's 16-15 Paratha Compton. You're listening to Big 7 Volleyball here on the MSC Sports Radio Network.
No matter where your home field is, Dyna-Gro Seed is at home on any acre. With a proven track record for consistent performance year after year, Dyna-Gro delivers innovative seed solutions to maximize your local acre. Purchase confidently, knowing you have a team who understands your land with the right seed that is designed to thrive in your local conditions. Book your seed today at your local Nutrien Ag Solutions or visit dynagrowseed.com to learn more.
Kansaland Radio.
Back here in Meriden, 16-15, first set in favor of Paratha Compton. Jared Slubby, Brandon Tabin, Paige Mueller, alongside Kurt Kilman back in the booth.
What up, Kurt?
Back and forth we go. It's been a fun one so far. Jefferson West has had the lead for most of the way of Paratha Compton starting to claw back.
Yeah, it's been close. Like I said, right before that break, you know, Jeff West jumped out to an early lead. Perry kind of fought their way back. They kind of got to a slow start, and we've just been kind of back and forth, keeping it within about 1 to 2 points here the last 8 to 10, roughly.
Usually Scott will be credited with that point. She hits it to the far side. Paxton Damian couldn't handle it. And out of the break, the Tigers able to tie it up, 16-16. And it will be Kendall Meyer, the 5'3 senior, doing it for the Tigers. Service from the middle with her left hand. Right in the middle, return by Taylor Dammy, and kind of having to scramble to get that with as Gray. A nice dig back near side by for Kendall Meyer of Jefferson West. Fairly confident. It's a free ball over, but it's down in the middle of the course. They have been very vacant in that spot, and Taylor Dammy has been very cognizant of that. She takes advantage and is able to get the calls back on the board at 17-16 in favor of Jefferson West.
We're getting to that point, crunch time. We're getting late here in the first set. 1-point advantage right now, again, for Paratha Compton. And we talk about where they're at in the Big 7 League standings and how you can't afford to drop many here down the stretch if you want to keep your chance with Nevada Central.
Set to the far side. Kemp with the kill to the far side. Back far for the senior. And we are, no, I thought we were tied. My mistake. It's 18-16, Paratha Compton.
Yeah, cause up two now. Again, good finish there by Kemp. Put it in a spot where, again, nobody for Jeff West was.
Sets to the near side and is blocked, but Scott gets to the other side with her dig is out of bounds. So it is Paratha Compton's point. Good hustle try from the 5-2 libero for Jefferson West, but unfortunately for her, it goes out of bounds. Service for the cause up by three. 19-16 in their favor. Blocked at the net! And that was all Macy Corcoran, the freshman. And it is 20-16. Another timeout's going to be called for Jefferson West. The first one was called by Jefferson West, and it will be a 4-point lead for the cause, their largest here in set number one. Go and step aside for 30 seconds here on the MSC Sports Radio Network.
This is Roger Howard with Kellerman Real Estate. Although prices and interest rates have increased, there is still buyer demand. Let's face it, the 6 to 7% is a more normal rate over the past 20 years. The buying consumers have adjusted to that, and there still appears to be plenty of buying power. With our 100 years of combined real estate experience, along with adapting to new technology, enables us to continue to serve our consumers at the highest level. At Kellerman Real Estate, we live, work, and play where you do.
103.9 FM, KNZA.
20-16, and right out of the gate, Taylor Dammy has an eight. No, excuse me, it's a little bit long. It looks like it was pretty good here on the back line, but they're going to say that was just out of bounds. So it's 20-17 now in favor of the cause. Jefferson West serving. Here's a set to the far side, a big swipe, and that is long. Too strong there for Corcoran. And right out of the break, back-to-back points for the Tigers, and it's 20-18.
How many times we see momentum swing after a timeout, particularly late in a set, and we've seen back-to-back points, much needed for Jeff West, but still down two.
The near side dug out for the Tigers, an attempt here for Brown, and to the back line returned by Paxton Dammy. There's a little tip over by Riley Kemp. They're all over it. They're going to set up one in the middle. It's blocked down at the net, but still Jeff West side. They'll hit a free ball over. Pause with an opportunity. Here's a set from Gray, but she'll set it over to the Jeff West side. Set to the far side, and now one too strong and too wide this time. out of bounds from Delaney Deal, the 5'8 senior. And it is 21-18 in favor of the cause. They get the point.
And Deal had the spot open in the back left corner, but just one of those times you just air manually can't get it down in time. And well out of play for Perry.
Kemp with a serve. Return back line by Olivia Scott. Not a great return, and they try to hit it over on the third try. They cannot. Lauren Crottinger ends up getting a little bit short and is back to a four-point lead. It's 22-18.
Well, it's crunch time now for Jeff West. You feel like the Cause have quite the momentum on their side and approaching this first set win. Need a little more run here for Jeff West. One more if they got it in them.
Tough dig on the service. They do get it over to the Cause side. Here's a set to the far side for Paxton Dammy, but it's into the net. And Jefferson West with a crucial point to get it to a three-point deficit. And they'll have the service down 22-19. A couple substitutions now coming in for Jeff West.
I think a fortunate point there for Jeff West. Again, they had set up Paxton pretty well, and we've seen her kill a couple here early on in this first match. And time again, just miss hit, not there. So Jeff West will take any point they can get down the stretch.
Sydney Thompson, Kobe Noel in the game. Noel with the service. Here's sending one up. That was blocked by the pair of the Compton side. They have a chance, though, to get it back over. Hit to the back far corner, and it's down. Placed beautifully on the back far side by Sydney Bonmeyer, the senior. And it is 23-19, back to a four-point lead for the Cause.
I haven't really called out Bonmeyer much in this match. And right there, that is a big point again. It looked a little heavy at first, but then just dipped right at the last second. Stayed right inside that corner for a big point.
Okay, the Trimble with the service for the Tigers. That one's deflected and out of bounds. The kill for Reese Brown was partially tipped by Macy Corcoran, but she couldn't keep it in play. And back and forth we go. It's 23-20 here in set number one.
All right, can you rattle off two or three straight? Put a little pressure on the Cause. Here's your chance with Allie Tuck, veteran senior here to serve.
Here she goes. Goes right in the middle. Paxton Dammy with the return. Kendall Gray steps one up for Paxton Dammy. It's blocked. And down for the stuff. That was, I believe, Crottinger. She'll get credited with the block. It's 23-21.
Yeah, Crottinger and Noel both in on that block. And crucial, crucial defense there.
Same spot. Another chance for Gray. Setting one up for Corcoran. Nice return by Scott. Setting this one up in the middle. Hit to the back line. Return by Taylor Dammy. Setting this one up and a big swipe. And that one is down for the kill for Macy Corcoran.
A couple times we've seen Corcoran do that. And again, I think a little miscommunication on the back line. They were just kind of tucked a little farther in than they needed to be, which left a lot more room inside that back line. And Corcoran just put it in a tough spot.
Justine Williams, the libero with the serve, and it's a good one right in front of the front line, and they're going to send a free ball over because of Williams' great serve. And a little tip is blocked at the net by Ainsley Scott, stuffing the setter, Kendall Gray, and a huge point for the Tigers. It's 24-22, still set point, though, here for the Cause.
Need a couple here. See if Jeff West has, again, a couple more in him to force this into extra points.
Senior libero, Olivia Scott, to the libero for the Cause on the return, and they're going to just tip it over with Paxton Dammy for the Cause. Sending one up for a big swipe for Schwinn, but it's returned by the Cause right to Jeff West's side. Tip over, scrambling are the Cause. They're just going to set it over because had two or three girls that were on the court. Here's the big swipe to the back line, returned by Williams. Well done on the hit by Schwinn. Tip up, and Dammy tries to find the spot. Good job on the time there by Scott to return it. They'll send a free ball over. Here's a set by the Cause, and a big swipe by Dammy, and she does it herself, and the senior gives the Cause the win here in set number one, 25-22. So back and forth. This was a fun one. We'll step aside for a few minutes. We'll come back with set number two here on the MSC Sports Radio Network.
At Union State Bank, we are rooted in tradition, but always looking forward. That means that while we are always focused on delivering the latest advancements to our customers, we are grateful for the local customers that have been the foundation of our business. Each of our eight branches has its own community history while enjoying the advances we can make as one community bank. At Union State Bank, we celebrate the legacy of the past and the opportunities of the future. Thank you for your business. Union State Bank, NMLS 654946, Equal Housing Lender, member FDIC.
At Ron Kirk's Body Shop, their experienced staff will assist you when you most need assistance. Making friends by accident since 1983, Ron Kirk's Body Shop will get you back on the road in no time. From painless dent repair to body work, they do it all. With newer vehicles being built with aluminum, many shops can't assist. Have no fear, Kirk's is here. See Ron, Teresa, or Derek today and become a part of the family tradition since 1983. Ron Kirk's Body Shop in Holton, Kansas, taking the dents out of accidents.
Finishing your degree around a busy schedule? Last class not offered on your campus? simply prefer working from home? Highland Community College allows you flexibility to complete one class, take transferable general education courses, or earn a degree program with Highland Community College online. Plus, HCC has very affordable rates and a wide variety of class options to choose from. Find out more at highlandcc.edu, the local preferred choice for education, Highland Community College.
Denison State Bank, putting your interest at heart.
When you see those commercials on TV from the big global banks, remember, they don't give a hoot about you or us here in Kansas. Instead, when you bank in your hometown, your money stays in the local economy and it recirculates many times over.
Denison State Bank, putting your interest at heart.
Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender.
Kansaland Radio.
Set number one, match number one in the books. Pair of the Compton winning 25-22 over Jefferson West here in Meriden, home of Jefferson West High School. Jared Slovey alongside Brendan Tappan and Sage Mueller. Good one in that first set back and forth. The Jefferson West Tigers had a lead for most of the way, but the Cause made a nice surge at the end.
Yeah, and we talk about where the Cause are in the standings in the league, and, you know, just a half game back in Omaha Central going into tonight's tries, and I believe off the cusp it's Riverside hosting Sabetha and Omaha Central tonight. Riverside, they haven't had a great season. Sabetha's been pretty solid. So you kind of hope, and, you know, at least I think we're at 2-3 weeks left in terms of regular season tries, but how many times do you expect Omaha Central to trip up? Maybe once. You probably can't ask them to trip up more than twice. So if you're the Cause and you obviously need Omaha to be clipped up somewhere. But how important these matches are as we go these next final weeks, because if you lose one here for the Cause, that almost secures it for Omaha Central, because everybody else is already a couple back. It seems to be a two-team race right now with Perry and Omaha Central. Of course, the Thunder made it all the way to the 3A title match a year ago. They haven't really skipped a beat, just like their football team. But Perry, again, is one of the more surprising teams here, and they've played themselves in a good spot. But you can't drop ones to Jeff West in terms of kind of how things are set up in the standings.
Set number two underway. A big swipe for Taylor Dammy. It's deflected and down for her first kill of set number two. She put the set away in set number one. And if you're the Cause, you got to be able to find rhythm with your best player on the court up there, and that's Taylor Dammy.
We saw her early in the first set go finesse. We've seen her get set up for the running spikes, you know, just an array of shots. And that time she wasn't really messing around with that first one.
This one blocked at the net. And there'll be another point for the Cause on the try from Ainsley Scott. And up front, that was both Riley Kemp and Taylor Dammy in on that stuff. And it's 2-0 early. Service coming from Taylor Trimble, the junior for the Cause. Here's the set to the far side for Cindy Thompson. There is chance from beyond the attack line from Paxton Dammy. It's dug out, though, from Olivia Scott, the libero for Jefferson West. Still alive here, Cause setting this one up. And a big attempt that's way too long for Riley Kemp. He's unable to get some spin on the ball. It goes long, and then it's the first point for Jefferson West here in set number two.
Well, they took it off the board. I think they called a violation there late.
Yep, you're right.
On Jeff West.
Instead, it'll be 3-0 Cause. So a nice break for Perry LeCompton, and that one blocked and down for the kill for Addison Schlin. It was partially deflected, but the point now goes to the Tigers, so they
get it right back anyway.
Yeah, they get it right back. So trying to stay in this thing and not let things get out of hand early. It'll be Kendall Meyer, the 5'3 senior, doing it for Jefferson West here. Kind of threw that right almost a little bit behind her. It was kind of a weird little throw up to herself, but she's able to get the serve over. Partially deflected, and that's down for the kill for Reese Brown. Got it through a pair of blockers for Perry LeCompton. And a couple of points right back from Jefferson West. It's 3-2. Another service coming. That one does the same thing. It looks a little awkward, but it's the job done. From beyond the line, it'll be Dammy hitting it over. Paxton Dammy, to be precise. That one blocked up front by Taylor Dammy and Riley Kemp. And down to the Jefferson West side, and that's another point. I believe that was Schwinn on the attempt. Couldn't get it past the pair of the company blockers.
Yeah, Kemp, and you mentioned again Dammy. A couple of points those two have earned on the defensive end. I will say this, very impressive that these varsity girls can continue to play even though you can continue to hear the junior varsity whistle right next to it, I would think it'd be so hard and so confusing. But yeah, they play right through it, and they know exactly where the officials are when they blow the whistle.
Jackson Dammy put that one into the net, so it'll be a point for Jefferson West. It's 4-3. Tigers keeping it close. Start things out here in set number two after dropping set number one, 25-22. Miscommunication on the pass from Kendall Gray. She sits a little bit too far backwards for Taylor Dammy, and as a result, she was unable to get a good hit on it. It goes out of bounds. Another Jeff West point. We are tied 4-4. Here's a set for Gray, and tipped over for Paxton Dammy. From hit to the far side, and an attempt from Reese Brown, and that one's down for the kill. And once again, it'll be Edison Schwinn, the 5'9 sophomore, with the service, with Tigers now up 5-4. Their first lead here in set number two. Set to the near side. Here's Kemp with the attempt. It's down for the kill in between a couple of Tiger defenders. That was Kendall Meyer and Addison Schwinn who couldn't get that one. Perfect spot on that back line, and we are tied once again. Taylor Dammy now with the service for the causes. Get the JV ball out of here. Three up front, two in the middle, and the server back for the cause is their formation here. Here's a set from Dean, and the swipe is dug out. Nice attempt, but they'll send a free ball over. It's dunked down right at the net on the first try. It's Lauren Prottinger. Good awareness to see that Paraly Compton was scrambling around and were unable to get into formation, taking advantage, getting the point. Now back to a one-point lead for the Tigers.
Yeah, just one of those awkward hits. You try to put it up front for your teammate, but it just goes over, and it sets up beautifully for Prottinger there to put it away.
Yeah, tipped over by Paxton Dammy. The back line set up for Gray, hit over, partially deflected from Kemp, and it's down on the Jeff West side for the cause point. And the cause are trying to keep this thing back and forth. Jefferson West is starting to get into a rhythm here. So we approach the midway point of set number two. Pair of the Compton winning set number one, 25-22. Almost hit to the middle of the court, returned by Meyer. This one setting up for Brown, kind of came off the side of her hand. Misdirection, the cause are going to hit a free ball over. Returned by Libero Scott. This one set up from right at the attack line on the approach from Brown. Nice dig. Coming to her right is Taylor Dammy. They'll send a free ball over once again. Step to the far side this time. Brown tips it over. Dig is from Gray. He'll hit it over in the second try, and Dammy has the kill. The senior, another one right on the attack line on the far side for Pair of the Compton. And it's 7-6 cause.
Well, you saw that dig by Kemp early in that rally where he almost kind of hesitated to dive, but just kind of got her hands out barely to keep it up. Dammy also had a nice dig to keep it alive as well. Of course, then Dammy killing that one to earn that for the cause. Very nicely done.
Brown is blocked in. It's down. White's well done by the cause. That was Hope Billings, the junior. First time calling her name this evening. The front near side, giving the cause a two-point lead. It's 8-6.
Again, you feel like the cause probably had a sense of urgency after that loss on Saturday to Rossville in the championship at Silver Lake, again, which snapped a 14-match winning streak. And you can see it, Jeff West hanging tough, but the cause certainly have that kind of sense of urgency here to try to get back on track.
Heading this to the back line, it was out of bounds, but a violation against the Tigers, so the cause get the points. As Paxton Dammy was trying to put it in that corner, she was unable to, but able to get the point regardless. 9-6, now our score. Service coming from the near side. It's Riley Kemp going to the back near side. Setting this up on the far side front is Toby Noel. And that one looks like it was what was the ruling here? I think there was a violation maybe against Pair of the Compton. And yes, that is the call. So Jefferson West gets the point as the...
Yeah, I think they're calling something on Paxton up front.
Yeah. And head coach Kyle Billings wanting the explanation. So that's what the official is giving to him. I don't think he's going to be happy with the explanation because he's not going to get the point regardless, but
seems content.
Yeah, looks like he's content enough. You know, we will get this thing back underway with Hallie Tuck, the 5'3 senior, serving it away for Jefferson West. We go right into the middle. Taylor Dammy sets this right at the net. A big attack from Corcoran, but it gets through to the Tigers' side. Sending this one up to the far side for Ainsley Scott. Now one up against the net. Couldn't get it over. Another point for the girls in blue, and we'll have some substitutions here. And actually, it looks like that on that play, Corcoran was a little shaken up. She'll stay in the game, though, just kind of walking around a little gingerly. Like I said, she will stay in the game, toughing it out here. Paxton Dammey, the freshman, will serve it for the cause after getting the point, making it 10-7 here in set number two. They lead 1-0. She'll serve it away from the far side. To the middle, returned by libero Scott. Set to the far side and kind of hesitated going into that attack was Scott, but it gets through to the cause side. Hits it right back. Set to the far side. Everybody kind of bunched over on that far side, and it is just barely down. Wow, that was well done, putting that in the back near corner. Another point for the Tigers.
You get a snapshotted Riley Kemp's face looking at this back judge here who called it in. Just kind of one of those looks like, no way that was in. But I think the official made the right call there. It looked like it was just a scotch on the line, but Kemp's face, it was a meme in waiting.
It's blocked up against the net, and it goes out of bounds. Or are they going to say that was in? They're going to say that was in. Wow. It was a good attempt from Macy Corcoran, where they say that block was down. And you look at the face of Ainsley Scott, I even think she thought that it was out of bounds as well, but she gets the call regardless.
Cause haven't had a couple back-to-back go their way at all. They'll have to stop this one. Another JV ball rolling in, but
Kyle Billings has shown her displeasure from the officials. Not anything too severe. I mean, just
no,
kind of,
not at all.
Yeah, so just get back underway to the back line as the return goes over the net, and that one is hit up against Kendall Gray, and her block goes out of bounds. Another Jefferson West point. We are tied 10-10. Things started to swing back over to the Jefferson West side.
Yeah, Addison Schwinn playing pretty well up front right now and earning that one to tie it at 10 apiece.
Billings tries to tip that one down. That one's out of bounds. Not blocks, says the official up against the net. And the Tigers are in the lead, 11-10 here in set number two, trying to tie this thing up and send it to a third set. We are in the middle of set number two. Olivia Scott going to set this one up to the near side for Noelle. She gets it over to the cause side. Gray sets this one up for Corcoran, and it's going to be a lift called against the Tigers. And we are tied 11-11. Cause get the service. It'll be Justine Williams checking in. The junior libero will serve this one away in the yellow jersey. Three back, three up front to return this for Jeff West. A low dig on the return from the serve is Scott. Partially got it blocked by the net, but it gets over to the cost side and they hit it right back. A wind up from Scott. And it's blocked at the net. Dammy got the rejection. And the cause back in front, 12-11.
Yeah, Kendall Gray also in there. Good tandem between those two up front defensively. And again, we're getting to that. It's about midway portion of the second set, of course, one that Jeff West needs.
Partially deflected from the cause, but it gets through to pair of the Compton side. Paxton Dammey about in between the net and the attack line. Gets a nice swipe from the far to the near side. It gets past Colby Noel, and it will be another point for the cause.
That was a difficult spot to hit that ball where she did. She was fading away to her right and then puts it kind of middle left, and it was on a beeline. That was just an impressive shot by the freshman.
Free ball hit over from the Tigers. This is going to be a setup from Gray to the middle for Taylor. Dammey is down for the kill. Going from the middle to the right side and whizzing it past the senior libero, Olivia Scott. And timeout is going to be called, so we'll go ahead and take it as well. It's 14-11, pair of the Compton, leading here in set number two. Step aside for 30 seconds here on the MSC Sports Radio Network.
Hurry up, dude. The game's about to start.
Nothing beats spending the day watching the game with your buddies.
Dude, I'm literally right here. Let's do this.
Which is why a shelter insurance renter's policy is key to your winning game plan. It protects things your landlord's policy doesn't.
Dude, where's your TV?
What? Oh, no way, dude.
Like that flat-screen TV that just got stolen.
See your local shelter insurance agents, Tom Fate in Holton or Dan Lears in Hiawatha, for a free insurance review.
103.9 FM, KNZA.
Back here in set number two. 14-11, pair of the Compton trying to get this done in two sets after winning set number one, 25-22. Jared Sluppy alongside Brandon Tavin, Paige Mueller, and Kurt Kilman. Williams with the service once again for the cause, and a good serve as the Tigers have to scramble to get it over. And Dammey puts it to the back far, or excuse me, the back near side, and once again, the senior, when she's up front, she is so dangerous. He gets that kill, and it's now 15-11.
Yeah, starting to take over a little bit. I think she just kind of sensed Jeff West all kind of scrambling towards the front of the net and then just was like, I'm just going to hit this where nobody is. I think she just played it smart. Senior kind of play right there. She gets another block and point. You just mentioned it. Hallie Tuck tried to sneak one past her. And Dammy was having none of it, sending it right back down to the Tigers' floor. And it's 16-11. Tough return for the Tigers. Have had a couple of rough goes on their returns. And this is going to be four hits. Unable to get it over was Ainsley Scott. Another great serve. Justine Williams, the junior libero, and getting some good ones over. Well, here's the momentum now. It's been all Perry here the last 5 points, and you're getting closer and closer to the end of it where you need the Tigers to put a run together. Scott's blocked over the net. They do get it over. This one's set up to the near side by Billings. Partially deflected. It's batted all over, and they're going to hit a free ball over. And now it looks like they're going to say that one of the Jeff West players stepped underneath the net, and it's a violation. You can't be making mistakes like that, trailing by 6, and now trail by 7 now. It's 18-11. Here's set number 2. Service to the back middle, and Dagler's going to tip it over. Catching him off guard. Well done by Sydney Thompson, the 5'8 senior, on the second hit after the service. He's barely getting that over the net, and it lands down on the front line, and a much-needed point for Jefferson West.
Yeah, they got to build off that. They need a little bit of a run here, and they're getting a good server back there right off the bench. Again, Harriet Dean, but you got to string at least a few together here. 5'7 freshman, 6'2 Justine Williams, the libero, and not a great pass from Kendall Gray.
And as a result, a violation against the cause, and Jeff West gets another point. Back to back now after trailing by 7. It's now down to a 5-point deficit for the Tigers.
Yeah, I went behind the pole there above the right side of the net. Just couldn't keep it in the lines there.
Set is up for Gray. This is a good one. As it's partially blocked, but over to the Tigers' side. As Scott sends it a little bit too long. And Ainsley Scott had an opportunity. Couldn't get it down. A point for the cause. It's back to a 6-point lead for Pair of the Compton, 19-13.
Well, again, this is a scenario for Jeff West where you really can't afford to give up any free points here to the cause. That get a good server back there once again, and as again trying to finish this thing in a couple of sets.
This one's hit over by Delaney Deal, but it's going to be into the net. It'll be another point for the cause. And like you said, Brandon, momentum really starting to shift. Tigers got a couple points back, but Fair the Compton limiting it just to those 2 points. And once again, half service here as it goes to the back line, returned by Tuck. Set the far side, tipped over by Deal. On the third hit, just in front of the attack line. And big attempt, and it's down for the kill by Riley Kemp from the near side to the back middle. And Tuck couldn't handle it on the back line. It's now 21-13. This one's starting to get out of hand here in set number 2. Is another timeout called by Jefferson West head coach Janelle Noel. Let's go ahead and keep it here, though. I mean, this is, it was back and forth for most of the first set, but now Cuss starting to pull away.
Well, I thought that last point right there, I was curious if they were going to pull that back, because right as that, and again, correct me if I believe it was Kemp who finished that one, but right as she finished that kill, that's when the junior varsity ball kind of started rolling in.
I wasn't sure.
The timing was a little close, so I thought maybe Jeff West was going to catch a break, maybe get that opportunity back. Official waved it off, said, nope, that point is good. And again, down the stretch here, the cause certainly had the momentum. We've seen Jeff West, I think, give up a few more points here in this second set, maybe opposed to the first set. Again, it's about limiting mistakes. Jeff West, team lost some talent a year ago. They've been hovering around 500 all year. And again, this is a cause team that is very senior heavy. Even the juniors have a lot of experience. So again, we came in feeling it was Nemaha Central, everybody else. Of course, that's where it is. But again, the cause are right there competing for a league title. They know where they're at in terms of the final 2 or 3 weeks or so here in the regular season. So I think you could just kind of see that sense of urgency with them.
Back underway, cause with an 8-point lead, but a service error. Make it 21-14, a football score here in Meriden. Just a reminder that you can watch this game on the Hiawatha channel at msesports.net. Paige does a fantastic job running that for us. And huge thanks to all of our sponsors that make this broadcast possible on the Hiawatha channel and on the KNZA as well. Turn by Williams of the cause. Here's a little setup and a big attack. Wow, that was a monster blast by Taylor Dammy. A beautiful set from Kendall Gray.
Yep, there's the one that's maybe the most aggressive kill that we have seen all night from Dammy. We've seen a wide array of shots, but there's just no chance for Jeff West to get that one back and over.
And an attack attempt from the Tigers from Schwinn, but it's right blocked right back to the Tigers' side and down
And it is 23-14 Cause here in set number two, 2 points away from ending this match.
Cause can, of course, get back on track after that final loss on Saturday at Silver Lake and looking for their 20th win of the season.
Not a great return, but the Tigers do get it over. It's tipped right back by Kemp to the Jeff West side. Here's a set by Gray for Paxton. Damme, it's blocked. Far side, well done on the rejection. That was Reese Brown, the 5'9 senior with the block, and Jefferson West saying, we're not going away just yet.
Well, here's your chance. You got to string a few together, maybe four or five in a row to make things a little more interesting.
Damme with the return, and that one's blocked over the net, but a good jump keeping it alive by Riley Kemp. Gets over the Jeff West side. This one by Brown hit over. Nice dig by Justine Williams. That one down for the kill. Another big one from Taylor Damme, and it's match points.
Yeah, you mentioned that dig right before that from the libero. Again, Justine Williams. That we haven't called her name a whole bunch here in this matchup, and she goes and takes a quick seat. But she kept that point alive for sure with that dig on the back line, and Damme a couple big kills back-to-back to about put this one away.
Senior will serve it here to the back line. Olivia Scott, the libero for Jeff West, will go ahead and return it. Tipped over to the pair of the Compton side. Damme does it herself. Be on the attack line and gives it to Jeff West side. Brown, nice dig. Keeping it alive is Taylor Trimble, the junior. It's set over and down. Oh, it's kept alive momentarily. A nice pancake attempt from Delaney Deal, but it doesn't pop up in the air very high, and that is it. 25-15 is the final for the set, but the match score, 25-22, 25-15. Let's go and step aside for a couple minutes. We'll come back to wrap this one up here on the MSC Sports Radio Network.
It's tough to find a Mason that can not only do the job you want, but take your dream and take it to new heights. Enter Trent Ondler with Capital View Masonry, 785-383-1882. Trent is a third-generation Mason with over 20 years of experience. Trent's mission is to treat each customer with the utmost respect and consideration of their wants and desires. Allow Trent to take your vision and take it to new heights. Capital View Masonry, 785-383-1882.
For great food and great variety, visit the Pizza Bakery in downtown Horton. Get all your favorite pizzas along with fresh salads, or try the fettuccine with Alfredo or spaghetti with breadsticks. The Pizza Bakery even has a variety of wings, sandwiches, and wraps, plus dessert pizza. So plan your next meal at the Pizza Bakery in downtown Horton. They're open 7 days a week. For call-in, carry-out, or eat-in, 486-2602. The Pizza Bakery in downtown Horton appreciates your local support. Lifetime Eye Care of Holton is the premier eye care facility with three local doctors, Leslie Gallagher, Nikki Mirpool, and Stacey Mihus. These eye docs will wow you with their dedication to providing excellence in patient care, clinical education, and optical services with the very best and latest technology on site. Lifetime Eye Care also provides the highest quality lenses, frames, and contacts to correct your vision and protect your eye health. Online at lifetimeholton.com or stop by for advanced eye care with a hometown touch. Lifetime Eye Care is on the south side of the Holton Square.
You already know us as the best place to bank, but GN Bank is also the best place to borrow. From buying a home to personal and small business loans, whether agricultural operating lines, land loans, or large commercial projects, we put your needs at the center of what we do. We're customer-centered. That's just one part of our four-pillar pledge to you. GN Bank, the best place to bank and borrow. GN Bank in Hiawatha, Holton, Horton, and Wetmore. Come see us and let us give you our best. GN-Bank.com. Equal housing lender.
Kansaland Radio.
Back here to wrap this one up. Our final score, 25-22, 25-15. Pair of the Compton defeating Jefferson West as the Cause improved to 9-1 in league play. So technically for now, they are tied in first place because we really don't know what's going on with Nemaw Central and their triangular, but they are now 20-6. On the regular season. And as for Jefferson West, they fall to 3-6 in league play and 10-13 overall. Bryn, your thoughts on this match?
Yeah, kind of what we expected. You know, we kind of talked a little bit about how good the Cause have been this year, kind of the surprise, and, you know, they nearly won a tournament at Silver Lake over the weekend and lost to Rossville in the championship. That's a 14-match winning streak. Think about that. They were rolling for a few weeks. And during that stretch, they won another tournament the week prior at West Franklin. We had Taylor Damme as one of our athletes of the week. She surpassed 1,000 career kill total. A lot of accolades for her. And mentioned just one of six returning players in the Big Seven that had all league honors from last year. Of course, that
class that was all league was very senior heavy, so not many. Of course, we'll see Abby Elfner here for Hiawatha, who was unanimous. I believe the only unanimous returning player. Dammy was not unanimous. Abby Elfner was. Of course, we'll see her here in just a little bit for Hiawatha, who's had a good year. But the cause, certainly, I think you're better off if you can win out. And I don't know the schedule here for the next couple of weeks, but I would have to imagine that Nemaha Central and Perry, again, it might be something we can look up here and figure out. But, of course, if there's a try here in the next couple of weeks where you get Perry and you get Nemaha Central matched up, because I believe Perry's lone loss so far was to Nemaha Central early. Now, I have to see if they play each other again. I think that is the case. So Perry certainly would give themselves an opportunity in terms of maybe splitting a league title. I think you got to win out with how good Nemaha's been. I think they're, what, top three right now in the classification. So no change with Nemaha. We know how good they are year in and year out. But Perry's been that surprise, and they're talented. They got a lot of seniors, again, very good athletes who are, you know, play three sports all year. So, again, you have those athletes who do the multi-year tradition. And we talk about Dammy again. It is volleyball, it is basketball, it is softball. A lot of those girls do the same three, so it's a very fun race down the stretch. We feel like it's a two-team race moving forward. But Hiawatha, they've been good too. I mean, shoot, they're, what, a 19-win team right now. They're just 4-4 in league play, but Hiawatha's no slouch. They were a really good team last year and kind of continued that with one of the better players in the league this year.
This matchup coming up here between Pair of the Compton and Hiawatha should be a lot of fun. Taylor Dammy, Abby Elfner, getting together here on the same court, and like you said, I think it's pretty unanimous that Dammy is going to be unanimous this year.
Yeah,
I don't think there's any doubt about that. All right, let's step aside for a few minutes. Yeah, I'd be very surprised if she wasn't, but we'll step aside for a few more minutes, and we'll get this second match underway here in Meriden. Once again, it was Pair of the Compton winning the first set 25-22, 25-15 over Jefferson West here on the MSC Sports Radio Network.